talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss MP.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, of course.
Did I read it right? Is your nickname Olo?
Yeah, it is.
Can you explain? Like, is there a story behind it?
Yeah, there actually is. So when I was playing rec soccer, my best friend on the team, her dad was our coach, and I was over at their house for a sleepover playing the Wii, and I misspelled my name instead of like typing O-L-I. I typed O-L-O, and he's like, just keep it. That's going to be your nickname. And then ever since then, since I was like 4, it's been my nickname. And then it's just like, follow me.
Cool. Yeah. I love that. What a good story. Are you still friends with the friend?
No, we're not really that close anymore, but we still know each other. But
that's really cool. I bet her dad, whenever he sees you guys playing, is like, I came up with that. Cool. So how are things going so far? How have you enjoyed being a pro? Like, I know that you've been there since 2022, but can you tell us a little bit about your rookie season and since then?
Yeah, I mean, I've really, really enjoyed it. I was lucky enough to be drafted to like my hometown, which is great. And I honestly enjoyed it way more than I kind of expected to. I think I was really nervous going into rookie year. I honestly wasn't even expected to be drafted. Like, I didn't really know if I was going to be drafted or not. And so I feel like that was a huge surprise. And going in, I was really nervous, but I feel like our team is so good at just making it feel like a home and a family. And we just have such a great environment that even though I was really nervous, it just felt very natural coming in. And our veterans do like such a great job of making you feel welcome. Yeah, rookie year was a blast. I ended up playing a lot more than I expected to, which was really cool. I had no idea that I was even gonna like get any minutes. So that was definitely a cool surprise and just a really cool season, and winning the Shield was such a cool time and just very exciting and cool for the club. And then going into this year.
How does it feel to play in front of your family? You're so close to home, right?
Yeah. I live at home right now. I'm with my parents in Renton. It's so cool. I mean, I know they love it. My whole family loves coming to the games and loves supporting. And it just like makes it so much more special that they get to come to every home game and watch me play and just like be a part of the process and everything.
That's awesome. And I feel like a lot of people have a really difficult transition becoming a pro, but it sounds like you had so many good things happen so far. Like, you get to play in your home state. I mean, you had such a great like first season, and now I think you have the longest contract currently for any player on the team, right? Like, you're playing there till 2026.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. So you made such an impact in such a short time that your coach and staff want you there. Like, that must make you feel really good to know that.
Yeah, it definitely makes me feel really good, really special. And yeah, it was a cool feeling re-signing. And I mean, everyone knows that I want to stay here, and it's definitely like, I know I want to stay here. And so it was just a really cool thing to re-sign for 3 years.
You mentioned that you didn't even know if you're going to get like drafted. So how did you go from that feeling to now? Like, do you think that there's things that you did on the field or even off the field to set you apart?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really, I feel like in college and growing up, like, I didn't really have like a huge name. Like, I was never really called into national camps and things like that. So I had no idea what the draft is going to look like. I kind of just entered to see what would happen. You know, the worst thing that could happen was just not getting drafted. And then I was probably going to try and go play overseas. But looking back to that time and looking to now, I just think it's really crazy how everything ended up and how different I feel like my life ended up just because of getting drafted, which is really cool. And I feel like I was very lucky my rookie season to get some opportunities. I feel like some people like got sick or got injured, which like allowed me to get some more playing time than I feel like I would have. And so I feel like it was just cool that I got those opportunities and like really got to show myself on the field. So I feel very fortunate that that is kind of how it happened.
Yeah, it's incredible to not even be sure that you're going to be drafted and then play in every single game of your rookie season besides one, right?
Yeah.
I'm curious, your first game on the field as a pro, was there anything about that moment that made you nervous, or was it more excitement, or, you know, I'm just curious what your mindset was, because obviously everyone says, everyone that we talk to says, you know, from college to pros, it's just, you don't expect how much different it's going to be. So I'm just curious, did you have any different mindset going into that first game, or did you feel pretty settled in and calm?
I was so nervous. I feel like I was, yeah, that was probably one of the most nerve-wracking games I feel like I've had. It was nice because it was a Challenge Cup game, not a regular season, but yeah, just getting that start. I think I found out like 2 days before, I think Rose had gotten sick or something. And so that I was going to start as the 10, and I was freaking out. I was really excited for the opportunity, but I was like, okay, just go in. Like, I kept telling myself, like, all I have to do is work hard, do your best, like, give your all. That's all you can do. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. But as long as you, you know, go out there and give it your all, you know, that's all you can ask for. So I think that was like the main thing that was kind of calming me down, is just, instead of like, oh, this is your opportunity, you have to go out and show, putting more extra pressure, I feel like I was like, just try and have fun and enjoy the moment. And that's kind of like what got me through.
That's so cool. That's amazing. And did you go to those games as a kid? Like, were you envisioning yourself as a kid going to those games, that you were going to be playing on that field someday?
Yeah, I definitely went to the games back when the Rain was at Memorial Stadium. We'd go like in college, our whole team would go. And I didn't really think that that would be me. You know, I of course, I've always wanted to play soccer professionally, but I don't think I had it in my head like, that's going to be me, you know? And so it's just very surreal to think that, you know, you can make it even if you might not think so early on, you know, or you might not envision yourself exactly in that spot. You really never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I totally can see that. And I was wondering if you had any piece of advice for any players who want to play at the next level and play professionally, but maybe they're feeling scared or feel like they don't have it in them to play.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, never stop believing that you can. I feel like anything can happen. You really never know what opportunities could unfold before you. So just keep working hard and doing your thing. And if opportunities come, then take them, and just always keep working hard and doing your best. And, you know, I feel like that's the best thing you can do to just keep that kind of dream going, and you never know what's going to happen. So, yeah.
You mentioned earlier that you'd love to like stay there as long as you can. Like, is that your dream? Because I know that your team has such a different mentality and different way about it than most teams in the league. Like, I feel like your vets stay as long as they can, and that's a good thing. And they have such strong leadership roles. So is that something that you want to do? Like, you envision your career there?
Yeah, I would love to stay here for my whole career. I mean, that would be amazing. And I hope it works out that way. I really do. But yeah, if I can stay here my whole career, I would love that. Yeah.
But what have you learned from the older players on the team since being there?
Oh man, I've learned so much. They are just the best. Yeah,
like anything specific?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I feel like leadership skills, like Lou is just an amazing leader. Just the way that she really like holds herself, leads by example. I feel like she's just someone that you can always go to. And I think the best thing about them is they care about you as people, not just soccer players, teammates, but they like truly care about you as a person. And I think that's just a huge thing for our culture and something that I've learned. Even our coach Laura is the same way. I'm trying to think. Pino is a huge one that, you know, she knows when to, you know, be serious, hold people accountable, but also knows when to have fun, lighten things up. So I think it's just really cool to see like her energy on the field, off the field, is just something that's really cool. And I think I remember one thing that she said to me or to our team is like, when someone on the field is like having a rough time, they just made a mistake, like look them in the eye, say like, I got you, you're okay, we're gonna get through this, you know, like really like making that connection and like that eye contact like really makes a difference and like lifting your teammates up. And so I thought that was something that was really cool that she said last year. And I remember like that happened to me one time. I think I played a pass and it got picked off and then the other team ended up scoring and she was like, she looked me in the eye, she's like, it's okay, like move on, we got this, like we're gonna get through it. So I feel like that's something that's really huge. And then Jess, I feel like Jess has helped me so much on the field. I feel like she kind of like took me under her wing a little bit. And I feel like she's taught me so much about just things on the field, like where to be, where to go, you know, how I should be playing, and kind of just took that role a little bit for me. And of course, really cares about me off the field. She always says, like, take care of yourself first, like always put yourself first and do what you need to do. And so I feel like it's a huge piece of advice that I've really learned and taken on.
I love that. And I feel like you get that feeling that everyone is on that team, that everyone kind of has each other's back, just from like even just the social media side of things. And you mentioned Coach Laura before, and I'm so curious, like what it's like having her as a coach, and how does she communicate with your team, and how do you think that that leads to your success? Because from, you know, what we get to see as outsiders, she seems to be like a coach that is like always in the mix with the girls, always hyped up, really high energy, can be funny and silly, it feels like. So I'm just curious, is that the type of coach that she is? And is there anything about her coaching style that you like and you think helps the team?
Yeah, Laura's the best. She brings a lot of energy and is like constantly around us, which I think is really cool. I feel like she really cares about us as people, kind of like I was saying before, and really like wants the best for us personally, both on the field and off the field, which I think is really cool. And she's just so fun and hilarious. She like loves to joke around with us, and she's like a friend, but also knows like how to hold everyone accountable and be serious when, you know, the time is right. And yeah, I think she's just so knowledgeable and has such a high soccer IQ and really knows how to coach and in a positive way. Like she doesn't tear anyone down or, you know, like is never mean to us. I feel like a huge thing that I noticed like from our film sessions, it's always about like how we can get better. It's not about, you know, breaking someone down for something they did that was maybe not so great. It's always about like, what can we learn? How can we move on and look to the next game? And so I think that's just something that's really cool, and just how fun in the locker room she is and on the field, and we're always just having a good time. So yeah.
I love how she creates such a safe space for you all, and you probably feel so comfortable going to her for anything and even like asking for advice on what to do. And it sounds like she doesn't make you sound like a failure. Cause I know so many coaches, we've all been there, we're like being attacked in the film. The proof is in about what we did wrong. And I just feel like so many players are terrified about that stuff, but it's so cool to hear like the mentality of like, how can we get better? Okay, we make mistakes, we're all human, but how can we move on? And she just sounds like an amazing coach, and any coach listening should definitely take some tips on that.
Yeah, no, 100%. And yeah, even earlier this year, like I had to take a month off from our season, and she was like the most supportive coach, like that a coach could ever be. Like she was like, take care of yourself, we got you, whenever you're ready to come back, like we got you, like don't worry about it, don't worry about anything else, like on the field, off the field, like just do what you need to do, and like we all care about you and we're here for you. And I think that's something like so like powerful and like just very comforting, that you know that your coach like truly does care about you as a person. And I feel like it's very like rare, I don't know, maybe not rare, but just, I feel like a lot of coaches rare.
As you're saying that, I'm like, that's incredible. Yeah. Like, I can't even believe being able to like ask that you need that time off and then being met with like empathy, you know, and understanding. Like, I feel like that's incredibly rare.
It really is. Like, I feel like most coaches would have looked at that situation and been like, oh, you're, you know, losing your opportunity to play and you're taking advantage of this, or you're not like oh, you're not really meant to be here, you're not in it. And I feel like her kind of positioning and like her outlook on the situation was just so different from what you get from a lot of different coaches.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think a lot of coaches do care about you as people, but you don't see it until after, or they don't act on that. I think in ways, I think I had coaches at the time, I didn't feel like it, like once they were no longer my coach, I could see it, like maybe our relationship changed, but like the way that she translates that onto her current players, like that's like such a different, like different way of coaching that I think if it wasn't so rare, it'd be really helpful to so many teams. But it's really nice. And you, like you said, with Jess, and Pino and everyone, like that they're all like their own leaders in different ways, and I feel like you guys do have such a rare team and it's so special, so it's really cool to see. How do you envision yourself growing in the team? Like what kind of leadership skills do you think you have or want to have as you continue there?
I mean, I feel like I want to take a little bit from all of them, you know, and just soak up everything that I can while they're still here and just learn from their different leadership styles. I feel like I'm definitely not as vocal as like a Jess and a Pino. So I feel like maybe a little bit more like Lou, like leading by example and just trying to do the right things and be there for people. I feel like I definitely can grow into more of a vocal person maybe down the line when I'm a little bit older and more experienced, but yeah.
Yeah, it is so interesting how your leadership morphs and grows as you get used to being on the team and you're no longer a rookie and you learn so much. And I feel like what you're learning from all of these older players and what you're adopting now, like, is going to help your team continue to be so super successful. So that is really amazing. And it is rare to have a team like that. Did we read that you also played volleyball in high school? Was it?
Yeah, so I did.
Can you just talk briefly about being a multi-sport athlete? Because we have a ton listening here. How was that for you? How did you balance having, you know, sports life and a social life and school?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely tough. I loved playing different sports. I feel like it was such an important part of just like growing up and trying different things and, you know, figuring out what you really like to do. And I also think it helped me like with burnout. I feel like it was a nice like outlet to not like solely just be focusing on one sport, but to have like multiple different things to do. So I'm not just, doing the same thing all the time. I feel like once we hit high school and we were traveling for both soccer and volleyball, it just got super tough. I remember my freshman year, I had to miss so much school for volleyball tournaments, soccer tournaments, and it just became too much to the point like I had to pick one or the other, which was a super hard decision for me. I loved volleyball. I played beach volleyball too. But I think I just like couldn't envision a life without soccer. I like grew up playing it since I was 4. I didn't start playing volleyball till I was 10. And so I think I was like, I just can't not play soccer. It just can't happen. So I ended up choosing soccer, and I'll still sometimes play volleyball or beach volleyball just for fun, like on the side. But I do miss it sometimes. But it was definitely hard to balance all of it. So I think eventually the time had to come where I had to choose.
And for those of the people listening who are still playing multi-sports, do you have any advice for them for sticking it out? Like if it's not burning them out and they're still enjoying playing, do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, I would say do it for as long as you can. You know, once you're done playing a sport and competitively or whatever, it's a sad time. Like it's hard to get that back and that feeling back. So try and do it for as long as you can and just enjoy it, you know, while you have it, just because it probably won't last forever. So just, you know, do it for as long as you can and really enjoy it and soak up that time, because speaking from experience, I do really miss volleyball. And every time I do get to play it, whether it's just like with my friends out on the court or whatever, it's so much fun. And it's like a really nice outlet to do something different and kind of mix it up.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm sure it's so, so hard to pick between sports, like you said, but it's a good little thing to do. Like ask yourself, can I envision my life without this sport? And if the answer is no, then you have to stick with it and pick that for the time being. But that's great advice. Okay, so now we're just going to go into rapid fire questions to wrap up the podcast. You can take your time.
Okay.
What's a sport that you wish you were good at?
Ooh, I wish I could be good at tennis. I feel like it'd be really fun. I don't think I'm very good, but it'd be cool.
That'd be a fun one. Yeah. What's a world record you have a shot at beating?
Ooh, a world record. Oh my gosh. Shot at beating? This is a hard one. I don't know if I could be any world record. Maybe. Oh man. Sleeping the longest. I feel like I do like to sleep in.
Do you sleep in like on the bus and on the planes and like anywhere? Are you that person?
Sometimes on the planes. It depends if I'm like really tired enough, but if I like am in my own bed, super tired from the week, I can sleep in so late.
Great. What a skill.
Yeah.
Did you have like early 6 a.m. practices when you were in college?
Oh my gosh, we had 7 a.m. winter training, and I would have to get treatment. So I'd have to get there at like 5:30 or 6 for treatment. It was terrible.
Burning in that sleep. That's rough.
I'm pretty sure we had like a 5:30 session one year, right? Yeah. Like something psychotic. Like,
oh my God. That's just not okay.
We would walk to the AC and it wouldn't even be open yet. We'd just be waiting.
Oh my gosh. It's like dark out still. You're like, why am I awake?
Anyway, Alana, your next question, right?
Mm-hmm. What is your spirit animal?
Ooh, my spirit animal. I feel like I always say a dolphin. I feel like they just like to have fun, swim around.
They're always having
fun. Yeah.
What's one thing you can't travel without to an away game?
Ooh, one thing I can't travel without. Definitely my AirPods for music. Have to have those.
What's the second item? Because we always get AirPods, so it's anything.
Oh, second item? Second item. Probably some type of like skincare product or something.
Nice.
Maybe some like brow gel. Got to make sure my brows are okay before the game, after the game.
What's, if you could have dinner with any athlete, who would it be?
Man, this one's a hard one. Probably Serena Williams. I think that'd be really cool.
Followed by a tennis lesson?
Yes. Yeah. Gotta get me good at tennis.
All right, if you could have a post-celebratory game meal named after you, what would it be?
Ooh, named after me. Probably some gnocchi. I love gnocchi. It's my favorite meal. So if I could have that post game, I would have it all the time.
Sounds good.
And last question, what is the biggest soccer girl problem that you have?
Ooh, the biggest soccer girl problem. Always forgetting my shin guards in the locker room. I always do it before games. I can't remember.
Just games too?
Yeah. I'm like, I know I need them and I just can never remember them. I never want to wear them.
Do you wait till like you're like about to get on the field to put them on usually? Is that why?
Yeah. Probably just like right before I'm about to go on the field. Last second.
I like that one. We haven't had that actually.
Yeah.
Well, Olivia, thank you so much for coming on. It was great to get to know a little bit more about you, and we're so excited to continue to watch your career, and hopefully we get to see you play soon. I don't think you guys have never been to a rain game, right? It would be really cool to come to one of your games, your home game. So maybe in the future we can make that happen.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You guys should come.
Awesome. All right.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.